And this is the second episode of what I'm calling the pandemic sessions. And this time, I'm not by myself. This time, my wife has joined.
Hey!
You've been low-key all day. And even after...
What are you talking about? I'm losing my damn mind in this house, and I'm acting a damn fool.
I guess that is the answer to the next question I was about to ask. How have you been coping with the quarantine? The shelter at home, if you will.
So, for someone like me that likes my alone time, doesn't like a lot of social situations, it's awesome.
Wait, but you're stuck at home with me.
No. It's not I talk to you all the time. Yeah. That's not the problem. It's the being stuck inside that's making me go mad.
Yeah.
It's not the lack of socialness that's driving me crazy.
Well, I even said all these trips that I've made here and there to and fro, you should go with me. I said that to you today. You should. And I know your work is important, but your bosses have to understand, too. We even said it today with my bosses is when you're stuck at home, you got to find some time to get yourself out if you have to. Like, if we run to the store, run to pick up, we'll go pick up a lunch from Shamrock's curbside or something one day.
No, it's not him. I just...
You just have to do it.
No, because he said if you need to run somewhere, just let me know and you're fine.
Well, then why don't you do that?
Because I'm dedicated
to
my thankless job that I dislike.
And we just found out today that there is one more full month of no school till April 24th at
the least.
Fuck around,
people.
So you're going to have to start finding ways of getting out and doing stuff.
It's not the kid that's going to drive me insane. It's going to be you.
I don't know what I do. I've been doing is trying to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
How have I not? I do the cooking.
I said.
You said it with a condescending tone or a inagreeable tone. But anyway, that is. So we are here for the second episode. This will be the second one this week. I may even get another one this week. Like I said, sometimes it's going to be just me. Sometimes it's going to be me and you. If any of the boys will ever be able to come over, I'm not going to ask them because I know their wives. But if they're like, man, I just want to get out of the house. You want to record? I'm in. So you guys just know that.
They should just tell their wives, listen, I need to get out of the house, so I'm going for a drive. I'll be all alone. And then they sneak over here and do the podcast.
Yeah, because the wives aren't going to listen, so it doesn't matter.
Right, because one wife only listens to make sure her husband is not saying anything wrong. The other wife doesn't listen, period. So
I don't even know if at this point Kelly listens anymore. She'll tell us. She can. I doubt she'll tell us, but we'll find out. We'll find out after that little sentence right there. Speaking of getting in a house and driving somewhere, I told you that I feel like this has been a hunter-gatherer situation for me when
oh my
it comes
God.
To leaving the house every day to go find necessities. And the only necessity we really needed, which is what most normal people in the world need, not the hoarders, but the normal people, is TP.
Mm-hmm. I was starting to get a little... You brought home a 4-pack of single ply the other day. I might as well wipe my butt with my actual hand.
That's like going out and looking for the buffalo and coming home with the rabbit. That's it wasn't enough food just to get us by for the night. But today I found a 24-pack. And I'm fairly certain I violated the rules to get the 24-pack. For those that don't know, or if you live in a town that isn't doing this yet, in our area, from 8 to 9 or 7 to 8 or whatever it is, the first hour of business for any store or grocery store is senior citizens hour. So anyone 60 and over, so they don't have to shop with the germ-carrying younger people that are out there who are a little more resilient to this virus, you know, that is supposed to be their time. Well, I also know that the only way you're going to get toilet paper is be at the stores when they're opening. So today I woke up, I got to Target right before 8 o'clock, like 5 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Which is when they open.
Yeah, and now Target has like a guard or at least a doorman at the front door, and he was telling people 60 and over, and there was a ton of old people, and I knew I was not going to get in there when I saw all the old people. But I pulled up, rolled my window down, essentially to read the sign, but also to kind of hear what he was saying because he was talking. And he was like, 60 and over, and we did not get a shipment of toilet paper today. So I called you, said, hey, I'm going to make a beeline for Deerberg's and see if they've got something.
Which,
so,
for people that don't know, is just a local grocery store.
Yeah.
I think our odds of finding toilet paper at a grocery store are...
slightly better?
No, I thought they were worse. Mm. And I was like, oh, shit, he's not going to find toilet paper at the grocery store.
I think Walmart, Targets, Costco, Sam's, those are the worst places because that's where people are absolutely going for toilet mm-hmm. paper. So my theory was that that the grocery store might be a little better. But anyway, apparently our local grocery store chain, who is posting that they're adhering to the 60 and over first hour rule, but are not enforcing the rule, because I walked right in. No one checked me. People that I see there all the time when I shop waved at me. I grabbed my basket. First thing I did was go down the TP aisle, 24 packs and 12 packs. I was like, getting the 24 pack. This time double rolls, or two ply, but not double rolls.
Yeah.
And
how much was there?
There was three different brands and the shelf was full. So they just filled them up. So probably a couple cases of each thing.
Okay.
So I grabbed the toilet paper. First thing we needed was the TP.
Do you think the toilet paper manufacturers can even make enough toilet paper at this very moment?
No, but I also think there's a surplus in certain places. I think a lot of people are sitting on stockpiles of mm-hmm. this stuff because they're assholes. Assholes. I've seen videos where like a woman was loading up from like a dollar store mm-hmm. in California, like loading box after box.
$25 of toilet paper, but it was like a dollar per pack.
It was a box after box. Like she had a whole truck bed loaded of boxes, and this woman was filming and like, well, here's the bitch. The reason no one can get it.
Wait a second. You don't know that could have gone towards a senior citizen place.
She was
a
irate.
Daycare.
She was telling the woman filming the fuck off. It's her business on what she does with it. So if you were doing that, you would not necessarily virtue signal, but you would definitely say, hey, this is for our nursing home or something like that. But no, she was hoarding it. She could
honestly, she is. It is true. It's no one else's business what she was doing.
Well, it should be the store's business to not allow that much.
Yeah, I think the store's waiting until everyone was in a panic and everything was gone to say one paper product at a time.
Yeah, that's
they should
bad.
Have hit that up like first thing.
Yeah, that was their bad. But anyway, so I go in the Deerbergs. I get her TP. You wanted your White Claw because if you don't have your... You got a Claw Dog this shit. And I just get a six-pack of beer. And then I was like, at 8 o'clock in the morning...
Yeah, you text and you're like, my necessities in the cart are toilet paper and beer. I'm ashamed.
Yeah,
so
not a good look. But keep in mind, I'm the one, there were three or two other sub 60-year-olds. One guy looked maybe my age, if not a little younger, and then a woman who was pregnant. And I thought, oh, I bet that 60 and over, and that also applies to pregnant women because, you know, they don't want to be around people with germs and viruses. So I went ahead and got one more thing, some chicken nugs for our daughter for lunches. And I went through the self-checkout. Self-checkout line woman was great. They also built barriers,
partitions or whatever. Yeah.
So those are new. And so I checked out. I left the store. No big deal. I get out in the parking lot, and a woman probably our age gets out of her car and goes, hey, are you over 60? First off, fuck you, ho.
Fuck you.
But she said it in a way that you knew she was condescending or at least knew the answer. I go, no. I said, but they didn't check me. And I said, I know Target. They were having people at the door, and they just let me walk in. So I just assumed they weren't enforcing it. And she's like, well, I wonder if it's worth me trying. I go, I don't know. I said, you better hurry, though, because there is some toilet paper on the shelf, which there was not by the time I was leaving. So I set her up for failure.
So she probably went in there, threw a stink. They're like, well, you're not 60. Get out.
Well, no, they weren't stopping anybody. It was the normal, and I'm not pooping on girls, but it was the normal young girls and the super old women that always worked there. Mm-hmm. There was no one that could enforce a rule there. And so here's the thing, though. So I watched as one old lady, and they were doing one per person. So she did one of each brand of the toilet paper.
Oh, that's shitty.
Yeah. So here's my problem with the whole 60 and over thing. If you're not going to get that much paper products in, you need to alternate it. It should be 60 and over on every other day or something like that, because if they're just going to buy up all the fucking toilet paper, no one else is going to be able to get to...
I don't know what Deerberg's rules are, but Target is just the first hour of every Wednesday.
Oh, maybe that's what Deerberg's is. I don't know, because it was Wednesday as I was going out.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like a
and
the
going
rule.
In, too. So.
Yeah, well, going out in the morning. But if that's the case, then I'm double bad guy. But my thought was, this little bitch is going to die before she can use that much toilet paper.
Oh, my God, Jeremy.
Well, I mean, you take the lion's share of toilet paper, and you deserve the wrath of God right now, or at least the wrath of me. Because it's a weird time we're in, and we were getting low, and like a moron, I made chili this week. And we've
it
been
hasn't affected me.
We've been drinking most every night, which we got to cut back on that. It's we're doing the podcast though, so you were like, "Oh, I got to drink if I do."
Well, you're the one that said you weren't going to drink. You could have not drank. I didn't twist your arm.
If you drink by yourself,
all
it's going to be
doing
a bad
is
night.
Having a White Claw.
One?
Well, not during the podcast.
Just one during the podcast. So anyway, the other thing I had to talk about before we jump into the two things that we've Well, we got two things that's helped us get through this early part of this shelter in place thing. Today, like any good wife or any good spouse, you lied to me yesterday. I've been growing my Corona hair out since the Corona thing started.
I lied to you yesterday about what?
I said, my hair's getting long and it probably looks bad. And you go, no, it looks fine. You lied. It's okay. It looked like shit.
I feel like it was fine. And two, even if I did think it looked like shit, who cares? We're at home. And three, if it did look like shit, how can I talk? I am now week five, week six, and do not having my hair colored.
No, yeah. Well, see, it's a different thing for you. Getting your hair did on a, like every... What? How often do you do
it? 4 to 5 weeks.
Oh, my God. That's just a check that I wish we didn't have to write every 4 to 5 weeks.
Same here, buddy. Same here.
Well, we could have got you some at-home box stuff and done it.
No, no. My lady specifically said, do not do that. Don't cut your hair or color it.
Well, you need to have her come over. Maybe she'll do
my
it at home.
My saving grace, really, on my hair not getting colored is I'm 6 foot tall, so not many people can see the top of my head and the grays. So I'm okay.
Well, my problem is that the hair that does grow in, even on the back and side, doesn't fill in like it used to, like fill in like it used to. So it looks like shit. So I was like, fuck it. Corona hair be damned. I was doing it. And it's like a playoff beard. Only I was doing Corona fro. I couldn't take it. So I shaved it this morning. So I tried my best, but now I'm going back to shaving my head every 2-3 days, 4 at the long end. Plus, it took forever to shave it this morning. Bald guy problems, know what I'm saying?
Oh, boohoo.
I know. Well, I mean, it really is boohoo. I'd rather have hair. I'd rather wake up with bed head. I get bed beard.
Same thing.
No, bed beard I can deal with. I just pull it down and call her good. The things we did bring today to talk about is one. Well, we're going to talk about a movie first because I feel like the second thing that we watched is going to take up the majority of the time.
Yeah, it was longer.
Well, and yeah, that's true. But the movie we watched...
There's so much shit going on.
Well, the movie we watched, you picked out on a whim just because we couldn't find anything on TV last night.
Which is what I've done every day of this quarantine.
So we watched The Platform from Netflix. And it's being distributed by Netflix. It's a 2019 Spanish-speaking film that was dubbed. Essentially, the plot of the film, it's a future prison film. In a prison where you can voluntarily go, where we found out.
Which was odd.
And but it is, what we're led to believe, about 250 levels. There's some plot twists here and there in that. And there's two people per level. And at the very top level, level zero, they fill this hovering platform full of food, the most delicious food you've ever seen. And it lowers, and each floor gets to eat as much as they want or as little as they want, and it goes down the neck. So there's enough food that everyone rations, it can make it to the bottom. So it's kind of like a social experiment because people at the top floors tend to hoard. Now, here's the twist. Every month, they get gassed unconscious, and they find themselves on a different floor. So that's generally the plot of the film. It sounds simple. It's very much a foreign film.
If you don't look directly at their mouths while they speak, it's not so distracting that the lip movements don't match the words that you hear.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's got some grotesque parts.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's got some parts that make you think it's going to go super, super dark, and it does go dark in some parts. And it should be noted, no nudity except for Mandong. There's mandong in it.
Very brief mandong.
Yeah, but there's no brief boobies, and that's a weird...
Untrue.
Oh, is there a boobies?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and his flashback or whatever?
I think it was his dream.
His dream, yeah. It's very, very small cast. You do see quite a bit of people, but not a lot of people have lines, and there's a, you know, a guy decides to... It's very much a tall version of Snowpiercer. Instead of a train, it's a tower.
Yeah.
But it's very good. I gave it a 3.75 out of 5. I thought it was worth watching.
I would give it like that, 3.75, 4, somewhere in there. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It kept... It's only like an hour 34 long, but it was very
And it
fast.
Watches quicker than that, yeah.
Yeah.
And the main character, he's very good in it, even though he's dubbed, so someone else is mm-hmm. very good also. But he's a believable hero of the story, so to speak, if there is a hero. But yeah, it's worth watching. But that's not the main thing we wanted to talk about today. We're going to stick with Netflix, and this is what apparently the entire internets are abuzz about. And that is The Tiger King. Something that you just stumbled on before the internet. I mean, not before we really noticed people talking about it. And you just watched the trailer for it.
Mm-hmm. And I was, the trailer alone is entertaining.
Yeah. So you hit play, and over the course of, what, 2 days, we shotgunned it through?
Yeah, and I don't remember how many. 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. 8. I don't know.
Well, there's so much packed into them, so that's what I wanted to pose to you. I was going to let you tell me, where do we start with this fucking thing?
Well, it's a very, it's a libertarian.
Well, I've got all the cast down here.
It's a libertarian.
Yeah.
Openly gay.
Well, so it's Joe Exotic, who is a gun-toting gay eccentric who ran for president, governor, and was married to two guys who may not be gay.
Well, and I was going to say he was a libertarian. He's openly gay. He's a polygamist. Because he was married to multiple men.
But that's not what he's known for. And the reason...
No, he's known for the we have one here in Missouri. It's always been weird to me. I've been there a couple times, but those drive-through exotic parks that are not exotic because...
Well, the drive-through is better than essentially what these guys are doing. So what it's about, it's a documentary essentially about three different big cat rescues or big cat zoos.
Well, there's two zoos and one rescue is trying to help.
Cast of characters. There's Joe Exotic, who we mentioned, and he, for all intents and purposes, is the main story of this.
Which, by the way, his name is, his real name was Joseph, started with an S, couldn't say it, I don't know. So that's why he went with Joe Exotic. And then he got married. And then took his first husband's name and then got married and hyphenated
to the Maldonado.
To the third guy. Yeah. Never took the first guy's name.
Yeah.
So it was Maldonado Passage. Joseph Maldonado Passage.
Yeah. So he's, for the most part, the main character. Then there's Carol Baskin, who claims to be a savior of big cats, also a murderer. This is what's crazy about this story. It's a story of no good guys. There's no good guys in this. I don't trust Carol. Joe Exotic, certainly a nutbag. And then there's the third guy who is, his first name is Bhagavan. But they call him Doc Antle. Doc Antle's his last name.
And someone, I think, said, what is he a doctor of? And what did they say? Mystic something or other. I was like, what the fuck?
So he's a mystic something zoo owner and also a cult leading polygamist.
And he is a polygamist.
He's got
too.
Nine, at one time as many as nine that he was.
I don't know if he marries them, so it's hard to really call him a polygamist, but he's in a...
Cult leader's accurate, though.
Cult leader and definitely just someone that has a lot of relationships. Like, has open relationships with many women.
Well, and then there is a bunch of secondary characters that are important to the show, like is Jeff Lowe, who was billed as the savior, but also ended up being pretty influential.
Extra bad guy.
He's another bad guy, not a good person. Then there's John and Travis, which was Joe's husbands, and one of them, Travis...
Don't tell what... what.
Something very bad happens off screen, but on camera with him. Mm-hmm. And if you read about it, they're saying it's in an accident, is an official story. That was no accident. And then there... Well, yeah, I guess still crazy. Then there's James Gerritsen, who was FBI informant, also employee of Joe Exotic, but turned FBI informant because it was the honorable thing to do.
Honorably, he didn't want to go to jail.
Yeah, an alleged car thief turned zookeeper, turned practicing maybe car. There's a lot going on in
that
this.
Guy reminded me of your one cousin, the one that...
I don't know.
Well, it's a boy cousin of yours, clearly.
Heavyset cousin? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't think he listens to the show, so I don't really want to say his name. But I know what you're talking about, yeah. There's a lot going on. So that little brief description of some of the people doesn't do it justice. There's a lot of awesome extra characters. There's a girl that gets her arm tore off and goes back to work in 7 days.
Yeah.
7 days.
I just, because every time, like every 20 minutes, you're like, what the fuck? Like, did I just see that or did I hear that or what the hell is going on? Like, is
we had many moments in this where we stopped and tracked back 15 seconds to make sure we got it in all its redneck glory.
Good Lord. And I think, so at one point they talked about meth. They were, yeah. Some of them were using meth, and one of them clearly has meth mouth. And I asked Jeremy, I go, what is the difference between a meth mouth and like
dumb
redneck mouth?
And we're saying redneck. You want to say Hoosier, but Hoosier, we want to make sure people outside of St. Louis know what we're talking about. Right?
Like those are, they look one and the same.
So that's the cast of characters and a brief little setup of what's going on in it. The one bad guy in all the minds of all these guys in the thing is this Carol Baskin, who did murder her husband. There's no way around it. You watch it and give your
tell
own opinion.
You watch it and you tell us she didn't, and woman, I will come to your door and knock you out.
That woman is a murderer, but she also claims to be like have only the cat's interest. But they're right. She's a millionaire because and people work for her. She's kind of a cult leader. A little bit of a cult leader.
Volunteer for her for free. So she gets this her whole rescue, which is acres and acres and acres.
Yeah.
Dealt with for free. Like, people just help her for free.
And
fuck
by
that.
The way, Joe Exotic once flew over and was tempted to drop hand grenades down onto each and came. And by the way, it should be said that Joe Exotic and Doc are both, they both illegally euthanize these cats at some point. But anyway, so it's about all that. And then there's a murder for hire plot. There's a hitman who has a change of heart. There's a run for president and governor. There is the zoo getting stolen out from under him, only to, you know, I mean, there is so much going on into this show. Oh, and then, by the way, there is a film crew filming all of this, separate of the film crew that's actually filming
it. Right, I thought that was weird. I'm like, where are we getting all this footage? Because one of the film crews lost all their footage
and they were filming and to try to sell a show to cable for about Joe Exotic.
Which, I probably would have watched that show.
It is a show. That was it. Well, it was. And you can look it up, but Joe Exotic is in no, I mean, we know how his movie ends.
But I feel, because he had like an internet show, and he did like a little
hundreds
internet
of 50s episodes. I mean,
but I feel, God, who farted?
Those guys.
Oh, God. I feel like you would have known what was going on in his life when you saw the turn of him going down the Carol Baskin road, because clearly, I mean, even then I was like, he doesn't even care about these cats anymore, these exotic animals.
And we forgot to mention, too, Joe Exotic is also, I don't want to say this too, like, I don't want to give him this much credit, but not a bad singer. If it's in fact him singing, he's a fairly competent musician.
Yeah, he had like 24 songs, or 32
CDs,
songs, and 24 music videos.
I saw a tiger, and tiger saw man. I mean, what? His songs, I mean, he has a song in a video all about this Carol Baskin where he gets a very good lookalike to walk around and feed animals human-looking parts because the rumor is she fed her tigers her ex-husband. I mean, a lot of weird. Plus, the story of her ex-husband, who was like a quiet multi-millionaire that was certainly capable of disappearing on his own.
22 years her senior.
Yeah. So it's a lot of people keep posting memes and a bunch of things about it. It truly is worth watching. So we watched it over the course of a couple days. And again, this shelter at home, this quarantine, this whatever self-isolation we're calling this is the perfect time to watch it. I'm going to go hard in the paint on this one. This is a 5 out of 5 for me.
Oh, yeah. I would agree, because there's so many different things.
I'm going to say it. It's my favorite documentary of all time.
It's entertaining, isn't it?
Favorite multi-episode documentary, because there's
because they're personalities.
There's more plot threads and stories in this than there was in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. I mean, there's a million different stories that they tied together pretty well in this documentary. Now, I haven't read to see, you know, there's been some accusations thrown at Netflix in the past over that whole making of a murder, or how they tend to put a slant on it or whatever.
Well, everybody puts a slant on something.
Yeah. I don't know what slant they could put on this other than, like, they were like, man, these people aren't as crazy. We're going to paint a crazy picture. But no, there's stuff out there on YouTube. Mm-hmm. They're crazy.
Yeah.
And we did see today, I guess the only thing I could say today, I don't know if it was because of the show's success or whatever, but the first husband who started with all his teeth and a full mullet hair, then ended up bald.
No, he was, oh, yeah, he was bald.
Then ended up bald with no, with one tooth, maybe. He's got
had a couple, and then by the end of it, he had none.
Yeah, and now he has a full mouth of teeth and not a bad-looking dude for a...
I don't know. Those teeth look like fake choppers.
For a guy that is posing as a gay man in order to get favor of Joe Exotic. But then, so I say that because he knocked up a girl that worked there, and he was known to be sleeping with all the girls. Oh boy, just there's a lot to unpack on this show.
So, all the people that worked at this Joe Exotic Park, just I think at one point I was like, they remind me of carnies.
Yeah, you said that perfectly.
Like uneducated, well, redneck.
One guy was a head trainer, and he said he answered a Craigslist ad to go get that job.
Right.
And by the way, we should also say that the best pay was like $138 a week.
$138 a week. But I mean, they all live there. And gross how they ate.
Yeah.
Like they, it was like the Walmart
expiring
throwaway.
Food.
Yeah, expiring food. Yeah. And that's how they fed the tigers. But Joe Exotic always gave the people first dibs.
Yeah, they'd get in there and stuff that was still in date and yeah. The thing that you brought up earlier about the meth, what's so crazy about the documentary is they only really spend one episode and not even the full episode talking about the meth, but clearly meth should have been an underlying factor on this whole thing, at least for his...
God, he sounded like he was drunk the whole entire documentary. The way he talked, I don't know if that's just how he talked.
Yeah.
Or he like, and he just genuinely slurred his words because of his twang.
Now,
I don't know.
Now, Doc's Zoo, they didn't say this in the thing, but I have to assume that there's peyote or mushrooms or something.
Going
yeah,
on
something
there.
Going on. And so here's the thing: there were women in the Joe or with Doc, the guy that has a lot of women working for him, and he apparently was very successful at what he was doing up until he, spoiler, got arrested as well. Some of those women were attractive. He was getting
too attractive for him. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, he was getting them at 17, 18, 19 years old and even younger at some of his quote-unquote interns and grooming them. But, yeah.
I think I also likened what he did to Scientology.
Nexium is what
yeah,
I was saying.
Yeah, because it's like he roped the women in, and if you're not paying them that well, and you're basically just giving them a place to stay, how can they escape?
And he picked their outfits and gave them new names.
Mm-hmm.
Wackadoo! You gotta watch it. You gotta watch. We both. It's a hard five out of it from both of us. It's whatever you said. Six episodes, each about roughly an hour long. Worth your time. Worth every bit of it. Shotgun that shit. Do it now.
So I think one of the great things that Netflix did was they did the top 10 for today list.
And yeah, and the trending in the U.S.
Yeah,
and all that.
Or wherever, however it is. But that's, I was like, oh, well, the Tiger King's like number 8 today. Let's start watching that.
And then it zoomed up to 1.
Yeah, and then Platform was like number 8 or 9 yesterday. So we watched that. So we'll see where that's at today. But I like that they're doing that. I guess it's to try and help people decide what to watch. Like if they think, oh, well, you know, this is rated number 1. It's got to be good because a lot of people are watching it. So.
Yeah, watch it. There can't be enough said on how great it is. There's a reason you see it in your Facebook feed and all the memes and all the bullshit that comes with it. It's great. It's worth watching.
And if you can grow out hair, do it like that. Joe Exotic's hair.
Oh, yeah. Shaved on the sides, bleached on the top, and a mullet in the back. Yeah. He is definitely 1977 pro wrestler famous, or hair. So that's all I really brought to talk about. Like I said, some of these episodes are going to be short. All of these are probably going to be short. And the reason that we're doing them is just whatever is keeping us busy throughout the week. I did joke, and I don't know if you did it or not. I know you have the tablet in front of you, but I said we're going to get rid of the throw it to Missy segment. Because the joke about the throw it to Missy segment is Missy very rarely doesn't have anything.
I actually didn't find anything while we were talking.
Well,
so I was trying to look up porn statistics during.
Well, what I did tell you, so what we're going to do from now on, and you can set and collect on these for days at a time. When you're bored, just look up crazy news. Just, you can literally Google. You don't have to do it now. But, and we're just going to call it news of the day, interesting news of the day, or Missy's news of the day. So I'll come up with a clever name for it. But for now, though, it's going to go straight back to the throat to Missy because you didn't have anything.
Yeah, I did not come prepared. Sorry. And, I've been really, really busy with work.
And I know that. I know you have been busy, but I also know you do have time to look up things.
I know, but when I get off work, I really don't want to think because I've used so much of my brain power during the day.
But you get on things like TMZ and stuff, and you can find these stories from anywhere, is what I'm saying. So
you can also suck a butt.
And by the way, we brought this up earlier today. If you guys don't think Corona has far-reaching impact on society, it got Prince Charles, goddammit. It can get anybody. It's a very indiscriminate virus.
I don't care if Prince Charles has it because you know what? There's probably someone on my street that has it too, but they're not on the news. Yeah. Just because you're a celebrity or well known doesn't mean that we should know about it. Who fucking gives a shit?
Wow. Hard. Mean. Go in it. Getting hard in the paint on Prince Charles in the media.
It's not his fault.
But like I did say, though, the first episode of this I did, I do want to not close on Corona-centric stuff and heavy stuff. Instead, I want to close on something that, and I haven't told Missy this, so she'll have to do this on the fly. Something good or something a little more positive
tell
that come out of this.
Something good.
Exactly. One of the things I thought... I definitely think because of the kids on our soccer team and the kids in our softball team and stuff, and even our own daughter, I think our kids are getting in better shape than they otherwise would have.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, we did soccer twice a week, a third night for softball, a third night sometimes for soccer, and then games on the weekend. But all of the, between the portals of Emerge Fitness, owning Emerge Fitness, and between all of these other gyms and stuff in the world, there's a lot of workouts streaming and putting out for kids and adults alike.
Oh, yeah.
You could stay in shape, and you could even lose weight maybe through this whole thing.
What did I do? I gave Hayden a job today. She is now my official... Physical trainer. She said she wants to be just like Charlie's dad, which is Matt Purdle of Emerge. I did my first... Well, we went for a walk, a nice brisk walk. At lunch.
Yep.
And then I came down on my own and did a 15-minute workout on my own with my personal trainer eating pizza upstairs.
That's partially your fault.
No, because I said after work, Hayden.
Well, we got to plan it out better. I wouldn't have started cooking our dinner if you told me, I wouldn't have cooked our dinner.
Well, we did tell you. After work. That's what we told you on
Okay, well, after work encompasses a whole night, 5 to 6 hours before we fall asleep. So I don't even know how fast you wanted to eat or not. So, okay, tomorrow we'll plan it better. Also, no way around it, our dogs are happier.
They are living their best lives right now.
Yeah, they are snuggling. In fact, I think them humping down here a while ago was the shortest amount of hump time. I think hump time comes from being kept up, pent up all day. Maybe.
But
yeah, they're like, man, these adults leave us alone. We're going to go have gay dog sex in order to get back at them. Wow. But we've been home all day, and it's literally only one time have I seen them humping each other.
I have a feel-good story.
All right.
Well, never mind. That's something I saw on the Today Show, and it does revolve around...
No, it's just something positive to come out
of.
Okay,
so I was telling you on the walk today that a mom was trying to bring normalcy to her kids' quote-unquote school day, because now, parents are homeschooling, which, by the way... We must be the worst. I mean, we make our kids do their work, but I'm not trying to do extra stuff.
Man, there's a lot of parents going hard in this.
That's not me.
But I also wonder how much of that involves a parent that is a stay-at-home parent as opposed to,
Well, we know stay-at-home parents. We should ask them.
Yeah, because we are definitely making our kid do her schoolwork, but we're not, I've seen, routines, planned out, very structured, and yes, I get it, and we just found out that this is going to last through April 24th at the minimum. That's a lot of work, and maybe we'll get better as it goes.
Right, but anyway, so this mom wanted to bring normalcy to her kids' day, so they live in a cul-de-sac, and they take a little flag out, and they had a little microphone, maybe a karaoke machine, I don't know, and they started doing Pledge Allegiance in their cul-de-sac, and before they knew it, the people on their street and in their cul-de-sac would come to the end of their driveways and do the Pledge of Allegiance with them every day. So I thought that was kind of a cool story. I also just read that Bindi Irwin married her longtime love.
Who was that?
Bindi Irwin.
Oh, she, you know what? She grew up pretty.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she grew up pretty. That's for those that don't know, that's Steve Irwin's daughter. You know, anytime we go to, so that's a feel good story. I want the nut. If there's one family that grew up in the limelight and were truly celebrities, at one time he was one of the most famous people in the world because of whether it was cult following or mainstream following. But if there's people that I wish nothing but the best for, because from everything you've heard from everybody, Steve Irwin was a true world treasure. And every time we go to like an aquarium and see stingrays or anything, I get a little sad. I'm like,
oh, yeah, I instantly think of him.
Yeah.
When we went to the aquarium a couple of weeks ago, the stingrays, I am scared to pet things that I've never pet before. If it doesn't have hair, I'm probably not petting it.
Yeah.
So, and because he died by stingray, I don't want to touch those things.
I don't think it'll come up out of the water at you. It's barb.
I know, but I don't know.
Just better play it safe.
He probably didn't think he was going to die either.
Yeah. Well, he was completely flat over the top of it swimming. So, I think as long as you're leaning in with your hand, it's not going to stab you through the heart. But what you
still did not want to touch it.
Better safe than sorry, I guess. So that's how these shows are going to go. We're going to do, you're going to have to come up with some weird fun news that I don't know about. You just throw it at me and then we'll end up on the good thought for the last couple days when we do them for every time you come down and do them. But before we sign off on this show, we should say the two big things we watched, and we watched more than that. We've caught up on The Good Place, exception of the newest season.
Which doesn't have every episode out
streaming
on
demand
or streaming, so fuck you, Good Place.
But we're excited.
Fuck you, Ted
Hansen. We're excited. He's a national treasure too. We're excited to finish it, but for the purpose of this episode, watch The Platform on Netflix and also The Tiger King. We can't stress that enough. It's worth the watch.
Or better yet, if you have watched something that you think Jeremy or I or Tom or Bender would like. Mainly me, because I'm always looking for something. I love documentaries of any kind. Just go ahead and let us know.
Yeah. Tweet us. Tweet at us. Tweet at us at PC Bombcast and put flop pick or something like that. I don't know. Hashtag.
Let's not put flop pick because who knows
you
what shit
some dick
is going to happen.
On that one.
I don't want no dick pics.
Gifts of penises flopping out on the table.
I don't need that. And you guys don't want that either because Jeremy will hunt you down and kill you.
Yeah, I will do that. And then I'll feed you to the tigers or whatever it is Carol, what's-her-face did, Baskin. There is obviously no Bender, no Tom. They are welcome to come over at any point. If they can, and then we'll have a regular episode. I said the first episode we have where at least three of us are here will be episode 202. Until then, it's the pandemic sessions. It's going to be whatever we can get out as often as we get out.
Sweet.
So you just tell everybody.
Bye.
And we're going to play our music.